Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Farm Credit Mid-America recently announced first quarter earnings at $77.6 million, a 14% increase over last year, signaling continued strength for the lending cooperative.
It really did, and I think it's a continuation coming out of last year and really the last few years that agriculture has been very strong, and we've worked hard to put a little away during good times to make sure that our organization remains strong with whatever the future may bring as far as agriculture, especially in Kentucky.
Bill Johnson, president and CEO, also pointed to a $16 million increase in permanent capital.
Much as we counsel with farmers these days about the importance of having not only equity in their operation, but also maintaining positive working capital. And of course, that's always the first line of defense, whether it be prices are impacted or yields, any adversity that may face the operation, working capital is a key piece of that.
A portfolio credit quality measurement showed adversely classified loans this first quarter down to 2.4%.
And it's really at a level that's as low as it's been for many, many years. It's a reflection of the economy. But I think also, especially more experienced farmers who lived through the 80s, experienced the good times, have also been prudent and have kept their operations strong and conservative as we've went through changes in economic cycles.
Farm Credit Mid-America serves some 100,000 farmers and rural residents in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
So Farm Credit Mid-America's first quarter numbers were strong, and Bill Johnson, president and CEO, says the co-op continues to encourage farmers toward loan conversions to lock in stability while conditions are still favorable.
We're still at historically low interest rates, and even though they're a little higher than they were a year ago, we're in the last stages, at least from our perspective, over the last year, in the next year or so. At some point, the Federal Reserve will start to raise interest rates, and that will come up. And so we're really trying to encourage our customers to take a long-term view of their financial condition, look at their long-term loans, and make sure they have those at the lowest possible rate. And in our case, the lowest possible fixed rate that takes that risk out of the operation so that their interest rates won't go up as the general economy and the other interest rates raise. They can at least protect their operation that way.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.